The post office on Westland Row in Dublin featured in James Joyce's Ulysses, and today On Post is unveiling two new stamps to celebrate 100 years since the publication of the book, regarded as one of the most influential pieces of modernist literature. To tell us more, we're joined by Dorina Gallagher, director of the James Joyce Centre. Dorina, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Justin.
These stamps, they're described as visually unorthodox, unexpected and modernist, in keeping, I suppose, with the book itself. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, I know it's kind of exciting that we've got a challenging and unexpected stamp, but they're beautiful designs by Irish designers, the Stone Twins. They're based in Amsterdam, and their work is really fun and challenging, and as you say, looking at the modernist aspect of Ulysses. So essentially, they're two beautiful photographs from the J.J. Clark collection from the National Library, which depicts ordinary days in Dublin in Joyce's time, around 1904, where of course Ulysses is set. But superimposed on that is the 18 different episodes of Ulysses, and they use it's called the Gilbert schema. So Gilbert schema is a scheme or a guide that Joyce gave to his friend Stuart Gilbert to kind of help him decipher the complexities and challenging nature of Ulysses. So each episode has a unique colour, a time of day, even an organ of the body, and of course reflecting the Homer's Odyssey, the different names sometimes you'll hear associated, like Molly Bloom's speech is sometimes called the Penelope episode. So the stamps are beautiful that they reflect these 18 separate, unique stylistic challenges, yes, of Ulysses.
It's a lot to get onto a stamp, isn't it? And they will generate, I suppose, worldwide interest, really, won't they, from collectors of stamps and from lovers of Joyce's literature.
Yeah, I mean, today with this celebration of the new stamps, and we're really launching the Ulysses 100 centenary. So I've already looked online, and there's articles all over the world about the launch of these stamps. So stamp lovers, of course, but Joycean lovers internationally. I mean, Bloomsday has become a global event. And here we are, the 2nd of February 2022 will mark the 100-year publication of this amazing book. And
yes,
it's extraordinary to me that it captures the imagination after 100 years, imagine.
Why do you think that is? I mean, it has endured, as you say, for 100 years. It's not an easy book to read. So why has it endured for so long?
I think for me, it constantly challenges. It constantly inspires, but it also is so real. It's about all of life. It's about all of us. Every time I go back to it, it's as if I'm reading it for the first time. It feels so new and challenging. I mean, I can't really believe it was written 100 years ago, because it's questioning us on in terms of identity, gender, nationhood, all the big issues that we're dealing with every day. It's all there. Joyce has given us all of that 100 years ago.
And what kind of events then are going to take place this year to celebrate its centenary?
Well, we're really happy. We're hoping things will really come offline a little bit and we can celebrate on the streets of Dublin again. So Molly and the Museum of Literature Ireland have put together a great website called ulysses100.ie, and there you can find all the fabulous events going on. I mean, RTE has been brilliant. There's going to be a gorgeous documentary on the 3rd of February about this 100-year celebration. There's going to be music concerts, exhibitions, an e-book, you know, absolutely amazing. And building up to hopefully a fantastic Bloomsday in June, where we can really get out and about.
And Dorina, for people then whose interest is piqued by these stamps and all of those events you spoke about, What does it take for them to understand Ulysses a bit better and maybe to get over any concerns they might have of the sort of daunting nature of such a large and impressive book?
Yeah, I mean, don't be afraid is my top tip. Don't be afraid. It's actually quite funny. I love to tell people to listen to it. RTE, again, are providing a complete recording of Ulysses. And really, by listening to the to these amazing readers guiding you through the streets of Dublin, it's a really lovely way. Or read it out loud yourself. Don't be afraid. Grab a copy of the book and walk on Sandymount Strand or whatever street you happen to be on and read it out loud to yourself. So yeah, don't be afraid and skip bits. Sometimes I do that. If I'm finding it challenging, I'll go, okay, I'll just leave that bit for a moment and come back to it.
Well, that's all very good advice. We look forward to hearing people walking on Sandymount Strand and reading out bits of Ulysses. Dorina Gallagher, director of the James Joyce Centre, thank you very much indeed for joining us.